Vesuvius Sonic, and you're listening to Stay on KillRadio.org.
Welcome to the show, standing room only, right here on the one and only Kill Radio. Hey, thanks for being on the show. How you doing?
Hey, John. We're doing good. Thanks.
Excellent. Good. So you're going to be playing for us live in the studio, a live once-in-a-lifetime performance right here in our very little Nick in the Woods, or whatever you want to call it. But we're going to talk a little bit before you get to do your stuff. So the first question I want to ask you, actually, is how did you come up with the name Vesuvius Sonic? It's a mountain of a name. It really is.
Yeah, basically inspired from that. Just was looking for something big and explosive and made me think of Mount Vesuvius and Sonic. And sharing a common S at the end of Vesuvius and the beginning of Sonic, it looked really funky, so I just misspelled Vesuvius to Vesuvius with an A instead of a U, and that's it.
It was pure aesthetics.
I called him up, I think. He said, hey, what do you think of the name Vesuvius Sonic? Yeah, that's cool. That's
and what are each of your names and what do you do for the band?
I'm Jean. I play the bass.
I'm Jim. I play guitar and sing in the band.
I'm Al. I play guitar in the band.
And I would be Steve, and that would be drums and engineering, usually.
You would be Steve, but tonight you're who?
Exactly.
That was mean. That was mean. That wasn't funny at all. That was so funny in my head until it spilled out, actually, into the microphone. And then it just wasn't funny at all. That's okay, though. We're having a party here, so.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it. I'll make it up to you, Steve.
All right.
We've got chips and beer up
Yeah, we've
here.
Got chips and beer. The chips are a few days old, but that's okay, because we're here to party for a while, so. going to make it really, really happen tonight. How long have you been a band?
Well, this has been a band since just the beginning of this year. It was kind right. of a New Year's resolution to get this band together.
It's kind of, it's a new band, but it's an old band too, because
yeah, well, what happened, it was the three of us actually started this project a couple of years ago, and never did anything with it, and it just got shelved, and just recently it was actually Gene that was really got behind getting
I pushed him out the door. I said, you better do this now.
Or you're not coming back.
Yeah, so we did, and we got three tracks, and we put them on a promo disc and just got them out there, and right away we started getting a lot of response.
Yeah.
Positive response.
Yeah.
The first time I saw you was at the Tribal Cafe. That was a great show.
Yep. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Yep.
Definitely. And so you just started just recently. Have all of you that are in here tonight, though, been in the band from the start? Or did you just find some of these guys on the street, or what happened?
Yeah, no,
that's a long story.
Yeah, it is a long story.
But yeah, basically, this is Steve. Al, Jim, and I have been playing together in some form of a band for many, many, many moons. Yeah. Since we're like 16, 17.
Since they were babies.
And they're 18 now, so that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and before that, I met them because they needed a bass player. I was playing the bass at the time, and they were friends of mine. And so they had already been doing music. I'd already been doing music even before we met. So we go way back out here in LA.
And I was the one who was just kind of walking down the street, Jim said, "Hey, grab her. Yeah, let's go."
You're like, "Grab me, yeah, please." Yes.
Actually,
well, we've all heard that story before.
Actually, I met her because I was looking for a guitar player for another project that ended up not doing, not seeing the light of day.
It evolved.
Right. And it evolved into a wonderful musical group.
Begin.
I heard a rumor that you've been played a couple times even on another radio station that some people might say is bigger and more commercial than this one. We won't mention which one, but it's a big player in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? How'd you pull that off?
Just heard they had a local show where they play local bands and just sent them a disc.
You know, we have one of those here.
Yeah, it was really crazy though. We just got this email one day from Kat Corbett, and she said, "Hey, we're gonna play your song on our
Yeah. On that station.
You don't want me to say it.
I don't actually care.
It's okay. We'll
this is my ploy to make it interesting for people to listen. I really don't care if we say the name or not.
Yeah.
You can say the name.
We don't need to, though.
Yeah.
But we literally just sent a disc in and got an email about a week later saying that we're going to play it.
Yeah, that's really cool. So. That's great. What shows do you have coming up? And then I want to hear some of your fantastic music.
Yeah,
we're going to be at Safari Sounds. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
This just
it's a good venue.
So after church, come out and
after you
have
do
some
the Easter
beers
egg hunt.
Or during church, depending on when your church occurs.
Remember, Lent is over.
So
that's right.
Let loose. Jesus would want you to.
That's right.
It's all true.
Jesus might just show up.
All right, well, we'll hear some of your music, and then I'm going to give you the really tough questions. We'll get some of your secrets and all the dirt on Vesuvius Sonic.
You got the list from our publicist that you can't ask, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm asking, so it should be a pretty good show.
All right.
It was like practically a how-to book on how to run the show, you know?
Ask these questions first.
Please. Yeah, that's great. What song are you going to play for us first?
How about Lucky 7?
Okay, great.
Is there anything you want to say about the song before you start?
No, it's just
about being lucky.
Yeah,
it's about being lucky.
It's a gambling song.
Yeah, it's about having all of your money on one number and sweating it out. That's all.
All right, live on Standing Room Only, Vesuvius Sonic.
Burn down, burn down.
Lucky Seven.
All right, excellent. Did you guys want to play another song right away, or you want to do some talking for a while?
Let's play one more song.
One more song? All right. Good choice, good choice.
Okay, this one's Highway Science. This is, if you look on our MySpace page, which is MySpace/VesuviaSonic, that's V-E-S-U-V-I-A Sonic, you can see a video of this that was made a couple years ago. So...
Yeah, a very funny video.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
cool.
Really funny. it's just about, it's called Highway Science. It's just sort of about how people put a bunch of superstition attached to driving. You know, like put lucky saints on the dashboard and have the rabbit's foot or take the lucky street even though it's a longer way. Just, you know, it's about that kind of stuff. Highway Science. That's right.
Oh, ready.
Yeah. Oh, we got.
Yeah, I can wait on my drink.
All right, Los
Alrighty.
Angeles, Highway Science.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Suvia Sonic playing live right here on killradio.org. Cool. Stand room only.
Should be called Kill Steve's fucking right on.
Oh, everyone be nice to Steve. He's already been picked on today once.
Yeah.
The cops are coming, so I guess they found out about you guys, that little problem you've been having lately. So, but it's okay, because we've got the Kill Radio legal squad on your side, so... Should all work out for the better. They're really coming here, I think. You hear that?
All right.
Oh, they gave up. Woo.
That was a close one.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for the tough questions.
Oh, I can get you.
Yeah. The first question is, can you get us all a beer?
Well, since I already got you a mic and a mic stand, I think I can get you a beer, too.
Are you saying we're not prepared here in the glorious studio of killradio.org? Because you might be right.
But I am saying if you need some help, I can help you out in that regard.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you
Seriously.
Very much. Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Vesuvius Sonic. So what's your favorite place that you've ever played at so far? I know you're kind of a relatively new band, which is why we're so excited to get you here in here first at Kill Radio.
That Tribal Cafe was pretty special.
That was pretty cool.
That was a pretty special show.
I'd have to say that was probably like the funnest, coolest vibe like of a show that we've played.
What say what you like about it, because some people may not be familiar with the Tribal Cafe down there on Temple.
It's just a small little cafe.
It sounds like I'm plugging it.
Temple near
Alvarado?
Alvarado.
Yeah.
And it's not really a place.
No, it is near Glendale.
It's just
you're
a
right
cool
there.
Little
music, but we did it, and
yeah.
It was just fun because you guys were there.
And good Cuban food, too. It's a good place. And,
yeah, they've
and
got
good
really
music.
Good food yeah. there and good music, and it's decorated like really cool, like inside, like it's got a cool vibe. So
it was actually someone from Kill Radio who decorated that place. Did you
oh,
know
really?
That?
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
Nice.
They painted the all this.
Uh huh. Yeah, they did the whole interior. And since I'm from Kill Radio too, I'm going to take credit for the whole thing. So technically, it was kind of like I did it, you know.
Yeah.
What's your worst experience playing somewhere? You had any like really horrific things happen?
Well, the boat. Remember when we did
oh,
the
that
boat
was horrible.
Okay, let's hear. Let's hear about it.
See, I mean, with this band, Vesuvia Sonic is new, but
right.
we've all been musicians and played, especially yeah. Al Steve and I played for years and years in all kinds of different projects and some paid gigs, some not. I got hired to basically be the musical director for Jim Morrison's Sons one time.
Funny.
And so I needed other musicians.
Jim Morrison's?
We do a lot of stuff like that. These gigs. But the one thing I wanted to say was that when we did, wait, that's actually a pretty bad one too.
Yeah, wow.
Because we got hired to do it. And
they're all
it.
Tripping on acid.
I don't think I don't think they heard you.
Okay.
They were all tripping on acid.
Yeah, the entire time. First, his manager, he was living with his manager in Malibu, and the record company, some guy that worked at the record company was involved with our band.
Wait, take it back a step. He was living with his manager?
Yeah.
It was like basically they were just taking care of him.
Yeah.
He didn't even know that he was Jim Morrison's son until like what, like, yeah, he had just recently found out.
Yeah.
And then went off to be another Jim Morrison, you know.
This is amazing.
Somehow our music got to him, and they put a demo together, but it was really bad. I mean, it was horrible. And because he wasn't a musician, he was just a guy that 2 years prior to that had found out that he was Jim Morrison's son. So
right.
Everybody's like, oh, you got to do this.
I've got a surprise for you. I'm actually Jim Morrison's other son. So if you want to set me up.
So they brought us in to fix it and make things right, but he was sort of surrounded by a bunch of these flunky
people that were doing acid.
Is the straight story.
And like, poor kid, you know?
Yeah.
He was a real nice guy, but...
Well, I have to personally say the like worst venue I've ever played, not with this band, but another band,
uh-huh.
was B.B. King's down in at the Universal City Walk.
It's horrible.
They just treat the bands really crappy. I mean, we were literally waiting to play for, I mean, it was a ridiculous like 5 hours.
I think I had another band in here who complained about that.
They're terrible. So.
Yes, it's true.
Did they rip you off too?
They didn't rip us off, but they rip people off.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know
that
it's necessary
BB
Kings
and all that
or
kind of
just
stuff.
The promoter, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want, like,
but they told us we're going to play at a certain time and then just kept pushing us back and back and,
right,
you know, and overbooking the bands and all that kind of stuff. And it's just crap.
Oh, but what, one time the three
yay,
of us,
City Walk.
about a year or two ago,
yeah, because we all hang out there.
Yeah, because I mean, that's where all the cool kids hang out. Go ahead.
We're playing the 80s circuit. We're going around doing a bunch of, like, in 80s reviews type live shows. And so we did an 80s cruise on this yacht, but it's a small yacht. And just loading up, and it was just horrible. Yeah,
I don't think I ever heard about that.
Logistically, it was a nightmare because we, you know, had to park at the dock and haul our equipment. Like,
you had to physically swim
the
to
dock.
The boat.
Just about. They threw all the amps and the drums and the dinghy and motored it out to the boat. But so then, we do it, and then the guy, it was, you know, for some guy who thought he was a high roller, and he wasn't. Yeah. So then, like, he like runs off, doesn't pay us, and then he tries to pay us with a check, and so it was just like we had to go up to his hotel room and shake him down.
Hanging out the window by his feet.
Yeah, he woke up with a dead horse head in his bed.
That was probably, it was like a Marina Del Rey, and I lived in Pomona at the time, so I'm driving home at like 3 in the morning just pissed off.
So the boat didn't pick you up at your house is what
exactly.
You're saying.
Exactly.
And this was right behind, is it the Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah, right behind.
And I got... I got thrown out for getting naked and jumping in the pool.
Hell yeah, I forgot about that.
That people get so touchy about, like, nothing. There was a great magazine article to go on a complete tangent on, actually it was in Grand Royale, which was the Beastie Boys magazine,
about the
best hotel pools to break into. Did you ever read that?
No.
That was so great. It was like all over LA. Yes. How to break in, like it rated like their, you know, how easy it was to break in, how easy it was to get caught.
How funny.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So basically, we're all going to go break into a hotel pool after this.
That sounds,
I'm just
like,
you know.
That sounds like fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah, cool.
Have you had any like weird fan or stalker incidents yet? Sounds like yes.
I had somebody.
Why is it always the girls? I don't understand it. Why is it always the girls?
I know.
Well, I mean, he wasn't like stalker or anything like that. But I used to play in a girl band called Sugar Spit, and I had
the name.
This guy would come and he would wear one of those like
spit guards.
Lucha masks, like the Mexican
wrestling
masks.
Wrestling.
Lucha Libre?
Yeah, the Lucha Libre.
Right there. That's him. That's
it
him.
Was
right
me.
And he, and he, every single time he would come and he'd put that mask on.
And he'd just stand in front of her with his mask.
Really?
Isn't that Dan? I think we know that guy.
But no, I mean, he's a really, he's
a
really cool
guy.
He just, you know. Like,
but the funny thing was,
totally Dan.
I was at their show one time, and this is like before I knew Gene, and I'm hanging out watching Jim and I are watching Gene's old band, and I see this guy, and I'm like, to Jim, that's kind of scary to have a guy in a mask show up. And Jim's
right.
All, no, that's
at
Gene's
every
band.
Show, yeah.
And he's like, he comes to them, and you know, and I thought that they didn't know who he was and that he just showed up with the mask on, and I'm like, that's really creepy.
Yeah, like I told my mom about that guy, you know, and she was like,
big mistake.
Oh my God, what don't you know about the weirdos out there? And
it's like,
it's okay, you know, he's totally cool. I mean, he wasn't weird or anything.
I think that's one of Murphy's laws. You never tell your mom about the weird guy in the mask that's following you everywhere you go.
I got a kick out of it, so.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to freak her out. You know, it's like a thing of the past with me.
Is your mom listening tonight? Now she knows.
You know what? I think she might be.
We're just going to pause for a moment and consider that.
We're going to take a minute to think about that.
We're
going
to take a minute to think about that. Have you ever had any just like weird experiences going to play somewhere or trying to get somewhere?
Anything you can think of off the top of your head? I mean, we
not
have
really.
A million. It's just where do we start?
Yeah, they seem to have like quite a list of.
It's going.
That's why they're here.
Going back on the hard drive and pulling it out.
Yeah, you try to, you know, push those ones back and as
right,
far back
yeah.
in your head as possible.
Do you guys have a dream venue that you really want to play?
Yes.
Josh wants to know if you have a dream
yes,
venue that you really
do.
Want to play.
Coachella.
Coachella?
Yeah. That is our, totally.
That was your dream after
Coradia.
Okay,
but I think that would be a dream event.
It,
how about a physical venue?
A physical venue, just one venue?
You can just
I mean, like when?
I thought you meant that
like
the
one club?
The dream itself was an entire event. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Well,
facility?
Huh, I don't know.
Festival?
I've always really loved the John Anson Ford Theater.
Uh-huh.
The size where it is, that it's outside, nice. It's open, it's really cool.
All right, we'll hook you up, no problem. We'll get you set up there.
Thanks.
It's going to happen. We'll use the powers of Kill Radio. We'll get you all set up. Is someone knocking out there? We're expecting the infamous Chris Martinez to show up. Yeah. So we're going to hear some more music. Muzak. What else do you have lined up for us?
You want to do...
Let's dig down.
All right, sure. Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, well, this one's about... It's sort of inspired. I got the inspiration once when I was going to work. I didn't have a car at the time, and I'd have to take a bus to really far. It was in a factory in Atwater. And
there's a factory in Atwater?
Yeah, Uncle Cetus. There's a little.
Does it manufacture hipsters? I'm sorry, I take it back. No, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
it's sort of tucked in a residential area. It's one of those.
Okay.
There's a couple of factories right.
Wow, all right.
This one did.
Like on the Glendale side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right off by the where the railroad tracks goes over Glendale.
Right, yeah.
In there. I was leaving so early that it was dark, you know, and I worked in a little cubicle with no light, no windows, no nothing, and I'd leave and it would be dark. So I wrote this song about somebody who goes to work and it's dark and works in a mine where it's dark and leaves in this darkness.
Just always in total always darkness.
Always in total darkness.
Yeah, it's called Digging Down. It's called Dig Down.
Awesome. Vesuvius Sonic playing live on Standing Room Only. How many songs did you want to play for us tonight?
We have five prepared, but we can play
You can play all
yeah,
night
play
long.
All, night.
All right, let me ask you a quick question, and maybe we can hear another one. What are some of your favorite bands?
I really like a lot of high energy rock and roll bands. In Los Angeles, I really like the Flash Express a lot.
Yeah,
they're rocking.
I've never met them. Almost played with them a couple of times, but they have their album, the first album. The Dynamic Sounds of Flash Express. Just incredible album. I really like that.
Cool.
Bands like that. Like a lot of 60s garage, a lot of 60s music in general.
Would you say that's what influences you a lot too?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm definitely, just like everybody else, you know, you're influenced by a whole bunch of things that, you know, have nothing to do with music, you know?
Right.
But musically, it always ends up coming back to the 60s. I'm a real big fan of rhythm and blues music, always have been, you know. But especially music from the 60s, I just really like the sensibility
and
stuff. But we're not, you know, trying to be a 60s band or a novelty act.
Right,
like
yeah.
It just so happens that is a tremendous influence.
Well, you're definitely not a novelty. I think you have a really interesting sound. I mean... Josh just asked if there's a local band you hate that you want
to
rumble with.
You know what sucks is that's actually the easiest question.
I think a lot of bands feel that way, actually.
It's like the red button you can't push is the biggest one.
Right.
It's the shakes. Mm.
So who is it? No, I'm just kidding. So what else are you going to play for us here? Oh, we have a phone call. I wish we could put it on the air. Let's see. Maybe we can plug them in here. Let's see what happens if we try to use both channels.
Hi, Kill Radio. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Hassan, the Kill Radio DJ.
Hi, Hassan. Did you have a question for us for Vesuvius Sonic? We're on the air here tonight.
Right. I love those guys. The sound,
oh, great.
They have a very cool sound. The one person you're talking to, just tell them to get a little closer to the mic.
Oh, okay.
The other, you know, you're coming out really strong.
Yeah, well, I do come off strong, Hassan, but,
but
yeah,
we'll
try to get them closer to the mic.
Okay, and you guys are doing great.
Oh, thanks. Did you have a question for them, though? Do you have a burning question that you've always wanted to know about Vesuvius Sonic?
Well, where can I see them?
Where can he see you?
This Sunday at Safari Sam's, we're going to be opening up for this band from Hungary called The Moog, who's an indie rock band. And it's actually going to be their U.S. CD release party. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's this Sunday. And then next Friday, the 13th, look out.
Friday,
just in general, just look
13th.
Out. You in particular, Hassan, look out.
Okay, well, I'm sure their information will be on our community board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. No, but yeah. Friday the 13th, we'll be at the Cat Club in Hollywood. And then the week after that, Friday the 20th, we'll be in Long Beach at D Piazza's.
Yeah. And then we're going to Coachella.
We're taking off to Coachella.
We're playing.
Oh, now I can hear him.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks a lot.
You guys have a good show and have a good holiday weekend. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Got a caller. Woohoo! I didn't even put up the phone. Oh well, I guess we're taking calls.
We're blowing up now.
I guess we're taking calls.
Hey, standing room only. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, that was pretty good music. What was the name of that song?
What was the name of the last song?
That last song was called Dig Down, and the group is Vesuvius Sonic. And if you go online on MySpace, / Vesuvia Sonic, Vesuvius Sonic. It's you can get a track of that.
Or killradio.org.
Are you breathing heavily on the phone? That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I think you're gonna beat out the weird mask guy. So thanks for calling in. All right, hey, stay on the phone. We've got a special prize for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hang up?
Ask us again about that creepy, weird question.
Oh, man. I would never do that unless someone, you know, started, say, breathing heavily on the phone in a creepy way. It was hilarious.
Oh, no.
You have a stalker. Hey, standing room only. If I accidentally hung up on you, don't kill me. Who is this? Yes, you are on the air. Who is
That's
this?
That's a pretty good song. Do you guys still like to get high and stuff, like to rock and roll?
Did you guys like to get high and stuff and do rock and roll?
Yeah, sure.
The short answer is yes.
Yeah. We would like to know if you like to get high.
You're not a heavy breather, are you? Is this someone else? Hello? I think they're gone.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Creepy.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You guys really bring in the quality crowd, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, here come the police.
It's like one thing after another.
Yeah, I think we failed to identify the heavy breather as the mask mascara that comes to her game.
Yeah, he breathes heavy because of the mask, you know. It's like, what song? This mask is so heavy. Did you play last? This mask. Yeah, jogging. I'm not going to go there. All right, so anyways.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
This is just going too far now.
Standing room only. If you're not crazy, we'll put you on the air.
This message is for Jim.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, what have you got to say?
This is an old friend of his.
Ooh.
Nothing like that. My brother is really good friends with Jim and from high school.
Who is it?
Excellent. I think it's a secret, Jim. Are you going to tell us who you are? Okay, I'll tell you what. Give him three clues. Give Jim three clues.
Oh, okay.
Now. Give Jim three clues now.
Well, I don't want to embarrass him.
Well, the rest of us do, so.
Uh-oh. We're getting nervous now.
What's the last letter in your last name?
Well, I'm married now, but my last name starts with a C.
She's married now, and her last name starts with a C.
Oh, yeah, that narrows it down.
Is it Cynthia C?
No.
No, I don't know. Do you want to give another clue? Or you really don't want him to know because you're married now.
Oh, it doesn't matter. My brother is trying to get in contact with them, and I've been checking their band out, so
they're
pretty cool.
Well, you should go to their MySpace.
Yeah, I did.
And check it out.
Are you going to come see us play?
Are you going to go see them play?
You should go to the shows.
Hopefully when I get a chance to, I'd really like to. It's kind of hard with the days that they're going to be playing. I wish they'd play on a Sunday.
We are this Sunday.
They're playing this Sunday at Safari Sam's.
Oh,
surprise show, yeah.
All right.
And if you tell them who it is, maybe they'll even get you in on
it. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell them who it is then.
All right, go for it.
This is Mike Caravio's sister.
No,
this is Stephanie.
Mike Caravio's sister.
How are you doing?
He asked how you're doing. I don't think she can hear your microphone.
Can you hear me?
He asked how you're doing.
I'm doing very good.
Oh, excellent. My God, that is so cool.
It's like a fan blast from the past.
Are you?
Yes, but he knows I wasn't going to embarrass him with an embarrassing story.
Oh, please embarrass him with an embarrassing story.
No, I'm not going to do that to him.
Oh, all right. Can you give us a hint? Does it involve like a monkey and a robot?
I can't. Unless he told me to go ahead and do it, I would. I wouldn't want to do that.
What do you think? Do you want to tell her to go ahead and do it?
I would have to say no.
He knows, that's why.
Because all the embarrassing stories are spinning in his head right now, and he doesn't know which one you're going to tell.
Well, just tell him he remembers the incident at the party a long time ago.
The incident at the party a long time ago. We're going to chew on that for a while. We're going to chew on that for a while. Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
You know, just let him know my brother emailed him, and he'd like to hear from him. He's living out in Arizona now.
Yeah, we got the email.
Yeah, he got the email, so.
But unfortunately, you couldn't listen to him tonight, so I just wanted to just say hi and... pretty much it.
The show is going to be on our radio show MySpace page. So if you go to MySpace/Standing Room Only Radio, you can listen to it next week.
Okay.
Or your brother can listen to it. All your friends can listen to it. Your monkey and your robot can listen to it. It's going to be great.
So there's shows on Sunday then?
There's shows on Sunday at Safari Sam's. What time?
Yeah, Safari
are you going on?
I'd really like to go.
I think the doors open early, around 6 or 7 or something.
The doors open early.
But we're opening, so I don't have all the details. We just got booked on this yesterday, and the promoter sent me a message literally saying, details.
Are you going to put her on the list?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're on the list.
Okay.
See, magic happens when you call into Kill Radio.
All right, well, tell him to take care.
Email me.
He wants you to email him.
He wants me to email him?
Yes.
Okay. Just on his email?
On his personal email.
Do you have it?
Do you have it?
No.
Okay, well, you know what? He'll find some way to get in contact with you.
Probably through my brother.
Yeah.
He'll talk to your brother.
All right. Well, take care, Jim.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
We actually got some legitimate phone calls there
for
a while
that
weren't
cool.
Crazy, random, crazy people.
That makes up for the breather.
You think that makes up for the breather? Josh thinks she was the breather.
If you would have let her keep talking,
uh-huh.
You'd have forgotten all about the breather.
Oh, really? All right, I'll accept that. So what song are we going to hear next?
Okay, this one is...
We've got time for about two more, so...
Two more. This one is Blow It Away. Blow It Away. It's about being sent out into outer space to blow something up.
Excellent. We've all experienced that.
Exactly.
Yes. Vesuvius Sonic.
Something we can all relate to.
Live on SRO.
Find my target and
All right. That was fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show. You guys did great. Is there anything you want to say before we do our goodbyes? Anything we didn't get a chance to talk about or anything?
Just go to Safari Sam. It's going to be cool.
Anytime. Oh, when you're playing there, right. Excellent. And anyone you want to say hi to before we take off?
I'd like to say hi to Mike Carabio.
No, there isn't time. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Cindy Lars.
All right.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nina. Anything else?
I'd like to say hi to my buddies, Steve and Al and Gene in my band.
Woo. All right. Hi,
thank you, Jim Jett.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Los Angeles? All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been great.
Yeah, and thanks. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Really good. It was fantastic. So I think we will be replaying the show over and over and over again. So
yay!
All right. We're going to leave our listeners off with one more of your songs. This is a recorded version of what?
Lucky Seven.
Lucky Seven. Is there anything you want to say about it for me? Just play the song.
Turn it up.
All right. You've been listening to Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. Brand new live show next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.